Chapter 20. Third Moon of Vexar. Corporate Sector.
"Now,"
Hans said, smiling with false cheer at the three squibs,
"you're going to tell me what that was all about. And you're going to give me the information we agreed to pay for. And if I don't like any of what I hear, this is going to be your new home. Got it?"
It had been 2 hours and 43 minutes since the attack at the cafe. Zek and Terran had made it to Zek's ship and departed Runadan with Alana and the squibs aboard. Han and Leia had had a slightly more extensive adventure, their vessel being more recognizable, or perhaps simply more infamous than Zek's nondescript shuttle. Eventually, though, they'd shaken pursuit long enough to make an escape and had rendezvoused on an out-of-the-way rocky moon orbiting a gas giant. The gas giant, obviously, could not support human life. The rocky moon, just barely. All of them had disembarked onto the moon's surface. Currently, Han, Leia, Zek, and Terran had subtly formed a circle around the three squibs. Alana stood next to her grandmother, although she was frowning slightly.
"Is this any way to treat your partners?"
Grease protested, gesticulating emphatically.
"Partners generally let someone know if they're going to come under fire," said Han.
"We didn't know. Honest!"
Imala protested. Han and Leia exchanged glances that communicated without words how much they believed that.
"Oh, come on," said Grease. "You think we would have lingered for lunch if we'd known someone was after us?"
Han hesitated. They'd raised a good point. Squibs weren't stupid, though they sometimes appeared to other species to be cheerfully reckless. Nor were they hut-like gluttons.
"All right. Let's say you didn't know you were going to be attacked," Leia said. "Do you know who was firing?"
"That's got nothing to do with our deal,"
said Imala earnestly.
"That's something else entirely."
"That's half truthful," Leia said. "You don't have to be a Jedi to know when someone's hiding something from you,"
Terran put in, folding her arms and looking archly at the squibs.
"But it helps," Zek said.
"I seem to recall something in your first message along the lines of safety for your family guaranteed,"
Han said.
"Someone was taking shots at my daughter. That is not keeping with your deal."
For the first time since the whole escapade began, the family of squibs exchanged glances.
"We didn't know there would be a fuzzling coming along,"
Sly said.
"And we did keep to the bargain. That comment was referring to the bounty on your heads, which, by the way, was lifted when you agreed to meet us. Not that you've thanked us for it yet."
"Aren't you glad you don't have to worry about that anymore?"
asked Imala brightly. Han rolled his eyes.
"I haven't worried about that for some time. What I worry about is what happened in that cafe happening again."
"You had something important to tell us,"
said a small voice.
"I made sure you got to safety. Don't you think it's time you told us something? That seems like a fair next step to me, and in keeping with the deal."
"Girl takes after her mother and her grandmother," Han thought. "Natural-born diplomat."
"For a fuzzling, she's pretty sharp,"
Grease said.
"Yeah, especially for a human fuzzling,"
Sly said.
"You gotta agree to take us with you and help us get to safety,"
Imala said. She, like the others, was no longer looking at any of the adults, but at Alana.
"You promise that? We'll tell you what we know."
"We must ensure our own safety, too, and that of Amelia,"
said Leia.
"If we take you with us, we're going to keep an eye on you until we're sure it's safe for all of us. Agreed?"